Well, it's that time of day. Get your pens, get your paper, pull off the road. Please don't try to enter in your cell phone while you're driving down the road. We're joined right now by the founder of Argyle Capital Partners, Adam Scott. Adam, welcome back to the George Jargesy Show.
Hello, George.
Yeah, we're glad to have you on, Adam.
I wasn't sure if you could hear me.
Yeah, now tell me, how do people find out more about Argyle Capital Partners?
Well, we've got a website, and we're just getting kind of clued into the social media scene. We've got a Facebook and a Twitter and a LinkedIn, but our website is www.argylecapitalpartners.com.
And all right, that's relatively straightforward. Argylecapitalpartners.com, ARGYLE. Adam, our listeners are revved up and want to know what you're buying or selling today.
Sure. Well, I know you wanted a single name, and I guess I'd like to talk to you about AMJ, which
okay.
is Argyle Mary Jargesy.
Okay.
And what that is it's an index fund. It's an exchange-traded note, an ETN, and it's comprised of a bunch of stocks, also known as master limited partnerships.
Oh, nice.
And you're in Texas. You're probably familiar with the term, right? Master limited partnership?
Yeah, we used to buy them when they were called royalty trusts. Yeah.
Sure.
I still have some, yeah.
Okay, yeah, the taxation is a little different now, I think. And so the AMJ is an index fund, but you can also buy individual names, and we've got some portfolios that are made up of individual names. It depends on the client, and it depends on the type of account. So do you want me to go into our reasoning behind it?
Yeah, I'd like to hear that.
Sure. So an MLP is just a tax structure, and it just so happens that in this country, the majority of the companies that fall into that category that qualify to be an MLP are companies that own and operate pipelines. So really, they're kind of the toll road or the infrastructure or highway for us consumers to get natural resources here in the States. So it's a domestic play, and I guess it is technically an energy play, although they're not directly correlated to the price of the natural resources. So you've got companies like Chevron and ConocoPhillips, ExxonMobil, and any number of others. And they're refining and drilling, and what they need to do is they need to get their product to the end user, that being you and me. So there's oil, natural gas, propane, and other petroleum products that basically travel through these pipelines all over the country. And the master limited partnerships that we like, basically they just they charge a toll to big oil and the other related companies to transport their product.
Now, why do you like it here? Are you looking for much appreciation here? Is it the dividend? You know, why do you like the AMJ here? You told me about the reason you like the business, but why do you like the stock at 43.84 here?
Sure, and it's at an all-time high right now, and it's not really in my character to advise to purchase something at an all-time high. But we love the master limited partnership space for a couple reasons. One, the 10-year Treasury and the 30-year Treasury are still at historic lows. They've bounced a little bit, but they're still way below historical averages. And the way master limited partnerships have traded for about 25 years is based on their average yield versus the 10-year Treasury. So on a relative basis, you're collecting anywhere between 4 and 6% over the 10-year Treasury just to hold these master limited partnerships.
Right.
So,
yeah, it says here, saying here right now at the price it is, it's 5.35% return right now, which now it does have that new taxation, though. So you pay what, like a ordinary income or like a 40% tax on that, don't you?
You know, you only pay 40% or whatever if you're in the top bracket, you're going to pay the top rate.
My listeners are all in the top bracket. Because we're making money, baby.
I'm glad to hear it. Like you said, buckets
right.
of money, right?
Well, because the guys like you, Adam, you're helping us make money.
I'm doing, just one investor at a time.
Yep.
But
at 5.35, I guess the other benefit is you're spread out over a lot of different MLPs here, right?
Right. And what we do, like I said, for some clients, we'll cherry pick and we'll just take, maybe between 8 and 12 names within the MLP universe and build a portfolio that way. But it's got to be a taxable account to do that because yeah. they generate K-1s and there's UBTI that gets triggered if you're in an IRA. So AMJ is appropriate for all accounts. You're right that the yield at 535 is a little below what we can probably do with individual names. Yeah. But again, that's still, you're looking at a 10-year that's right around 2.
Well, so you got a lot more diversification there. But, I'll tell you, for years I clipped coupons. I would use our margin. I would buy the trusts. And, we bought them from like $70 to when oil went to 125. And so we would be leveraged and we'd be clipping somewhere, let's say about 12%. So, with leverage, we were bringing in probably 24%. And in addition to that, you were paying 9% interest. So, the net yield was in the mid-teens. But you got to watch. When that oil went down, we sure did take a hit. Listen, Adam, thank you so much for being on the George Jarkissi Show. We sure appreciate it.
Thanks so much, George.
All right, join me tomorrow. His pick was AMJ. If you don't, it could cost you money.